Pogo Exploration Superintendent Gabe Graff's PowerPoint was a largely technical talk, like most given during last week's Alaska Miners Association biennial conference. But in the course of the presentation, he offered a comment or two about some drilling done last year in the Good Pasture prospect that even a layman could understand.
So we just turned the rig, drilled a shallower hole coming across. In this hole, we hit 17.5 feet of 1.739 ounce per ton. Very good. Very excited about that.
That means the sample taken from that drill hole suggests more than 1.7 ounces of gold could be refined from a ton of ore extracted from that area. That's a very rich concentration that, if proven with subsequent exploration, would be well above the amount needed to make a very good profit for mine owner Sumitomo Metal Mining Pogo.
We're really excited about the Good Pasture right now.
In an interview after his talk, Graff was cautiously optimistic about the results of last year's drilling around the Good Pasture prospect, but he reiterated the need for more drilling around the area before company officials would even consider developing the resource.
We don't have a lot of information yet. We only have a few drill holes in these areas, but based on the few drill holes we do have, very encouraging results.
Pogo General Manager Chris Kennedy also is upbeat, cautiously so, about both the Good Pasture prospect and another called the Fun Zone that's located nearer to the mine.
The early information that we're getting back from exploration between last year and, of course, some information this year shows that there's a lot of potential north of the property. The Fun Zone shows a lot of potential. West Good Pasture shows a huge amount of potential.
The Good Pasture prospect is located west of the river of the same name, about 2 miles west of the property around the mill, all of which is located about 35 miles northeast of Delta. Kennedy says Sumitomo Pogo plans to spend $21 million on exploration this year to learn more about those and other prospects closer to the mine. He says developing more of the area's gold potential could mean the mine will continue operating and providing jobs.
It's exciting for us, because the potential means we continue to expand our mine life out there, and we continue to keep 320 employees. We continue to keep 100 plus contractors employed, and we continue to be able to contribute to the community like we have been doing in the past 10, 12 years.
Kennedy was referring to the annual donation Pogo Sumitomo gives to the city of Delta and other area causes. The company gave Delta $150,000 last year and another $150,000 to an organization that provides services to the greater Deltana area. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.